Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and today we have Luke Morley from the band Thunder on the line. How are you doing today, Luke?
I'm good, thank you, Kara. I'm very good. It's a wet, grey, typically English day here, but I'm not letting it get me down. We're all good.
Oh, the one time I visited the United Kingdom, it was actually sunny and warm, so I think I can call myself very lucky for having beautiful weather in London.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, it is unusual here, because I live right on the south coast. I live in Brighton. The weather down there is usually very nice, so it's a bit of a one-off today. Okay. We have a heat wave coming at the end of the week, apparently, so I'm happy.
Well, there you go. So I'm very excited to chat with you about this new double album from Thunder. I'm glad BMG sent me an actual album or CDs to check out, because the packaging is really cool. I'm curious as to who taught you guys how to apply makeup.
Well, funny enough, it's quite funny, because my wife actually is a makeup artist.
Oh, wonderful.
So I know more about makeup than a man should.
Yeah, it's quite hilarious, the mascara and the blush brushes, but it definitely gets the point across. And, you know, to go along with the title of Dopamine, tell me a little bit about what inspired the concept behind the album.
Well, it's kind of, the album's got kind of two themes that kind of running concurrently through it, really. One of which is sort of, social media, how it affects us, and, you know, what it kind of, you know, the positive and the negative of that. And also the pandemic, because obviously a lot of the album was written and conceived when we were locked down over here. So they're the two kind of main themes. So there's lots of songs about, I guess, isolation, self-examination, contemplation. But there's also positive things on it, you know, kind of looking sort of beyond the pandemic and when people will be, you know, able to come together again. That was a song called One Day We'll Be Free Again, another song called Dancing in the Sunshine, and they're both very much about people coming together. So, yes, it's the positive and negative of those two things, really.
Yeah, for sure. And it's kind of cool to look through the songs and read through the lyrics to see those themes, because, you know, you're tackling some pretty sad moments that we've all lived through in the last few years, but, you know, the music is uplifting, and it certainly sounds like, you know, a Thunder album or double album, since we've got two discs here. Tell me more about what has influenced the band and helped create that unique sound that you guys have.
Well, I think myself, obviously, and Danny, the singer, we met when we were 11 years old, which was 50 years ago. A long time. But we were very fortunate in that we obviously were teenagers in the 70s in England, and there was so much great British rock and roll then. I mean, Led Zeppelin, The Who, The Rolling Stones, Thin Lizzy, the Judas Priest. I mean, the list of classic English rock and roll that era is amazing. And we grew up with all of that, going to see all those bands. And so all of that stuff really was a major influence. And then, when we got the kind of the mid-70s, then we started becoming aware of really great American rock and roll of the time, like the Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers, all of these fantastic bands coming out of the States, Nils Loft and Bruce Springsteen. So, you know, we lived at a very, very productive time for rock music. And I think all of that kind of, all of those bands and more that I just mentioned have had some sort of influence over us. And I guess what we do is, you know, hopefully a contemporary version of, you know, classic rock and roll, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I can remember you guys when you were on videos on MTV, you know, which seems like ages ago. I was just a kid back then, but I finally got to see you live a couple times on the Monsters of Rock cruise, and it's such a fun show.
Thank you. That's something. That's the closest we've got to come from the playing in the States for many years. So we enjoyed doing those cruises. It's we had quite a lot of American people coming to us on those cruises saying, how come I've never heard of you guys? You go, well,
right.
it's a long story, you know. But yeah, no, it's great. It's one of the great frustrations, really, I think, you know, and it's probably the only frustration and the only kind of blip in our career, really, is that we haven't come and toured the States. But forces kind of conspired against us a little bit, and it's just never happened. But yeah. That's not to say that we've given up the hope of doing it, because we'd still love to come and play there very much. You know?
Mm. Yeah, we'd definitely love to have you. As far as this new release goes, I'm curious, you've got two full discs here and it sounds like you had some trouble narrowing down the song list to create the album. Had you planned on creating kind of a concept themed album when you started out writing?
Funny enough, no. The whole thing, as usually happens with Thunder, all the best things that happen are usually complete accidents. And this was like, no, it went along with that, really. I mean, the reason that there were so many songs written was because with the last album, All the Right Noises, that sort of was released, and we couldn't, because of lockdown, we couldn't go and tour, and we couldn't do all the stuff we usually do. So rather than go insane, I sort of made the decision that I'd just keep writing. So I wrote all the way through the lockdown. That obviously meant that I was generating a lot of material. So we went into the studio, banged up together and recorded. And, without much kind of idea of kind of how we were going to sort of do it or anything. But then as we got into the session, we did two sessions. The first session we recorded 8 songs, and the second session we recorded 12 songs. And maybe kind of a bit into the second session, we kind of thought, wow, there's a lot of really good stuff here. How are we going to make this, a single album? And then when the album was finished and mixed, we then sort of, all of us individually went away and kind of thought about it. And we couldn't whittle it down to any less than 16. We just felt that there were 16 songs that needed to be heard. It wasn't until that point when I sort of stood back and looked at it and looked at the songs that we chosen that there was these two sort of themes running through it. And it all kind of just sort of, at that point, it was like, okay, well, so it's a double album. Well, that's fine. our record company looked a bit concerned when we told them, but they were good enough to kind of go with it. And I think once they heard the songs, they understood. So, yeah, it all worked out well.
Yeah, it definitely all comes together well. And I was curious, over the past several years, I've noticed a lot of bands have been doing like anniversary tours and performing full albums live. Have you envisioned perhaps playing this double album all in its entirety in a live show, now or in the future?
That's interesting. I've not thought about that. It's funny because we're about to do a British tour in a few weeks, and it's five large arena shows, and these shows were originally booked to happen in 2020 and been postponed twice, and here we are. And since the first lot got postponed, we've made two albums, well, three if you in fact include this is a double album.
Sure.
So how are we going to fit all of these new tunes in the set, and the better known of the old tunes as well? It's going to be quite a challenge. To answer your question, who knows? I mean, never say never to anything. I mean, we've had quite a few people approach us about sort of going out and playing all the Backstreet Symphony or Last Night on Judgment Day. I mean, every time we've said no, it doesn't feel like the right thing to do right now. The thing, the problem is that within most albums, there's kind of what might be a fantastic album doesn't necessarily translate into a great live set. But perhaps with Dopamine, that could be made to happen, because there's a lot of variety and a lot of differences in texture in the song. So maybe that could be the basis of a live set. Who knows?
Yeah, it's definitely always hard to pick when you have so many albums to choose from and so many songs that fans want to hear. Can't make everybody happy every night.
This is true. And, and if ever I'm thinking, look, this is too hard, I just think, well, what's it like for Mick Jagger and Keith Richards? So that's really struggling.
So I was going to ask you about touring plans, and you mentioned some arena shows coming up. Anything else on the horizon?
Yeah, Yeah, after that we have a run of festivals in Europe in June, July. And then it kind of goes a bit quiet because one of the sort of effects of the pandemic was that our original European tour had to be postponed because of lockdown and everything. And then we had the great joy of Brexit, which also didn't help us very much.
Yeah.
So we kind of, our poor agent is sort of ripping his hair out, trying to kind of rearrange lots of things. And we're not the only sort of band that he's trying to rearrange things for. And all over, all over the world, there's venues, kind of some venues have gone out of business and promoters have gone out of business. Mm-hmm. Very difficult time.
Yes.
So having said all of those things, I think realistically we're looking at next year before we get into any kind of sort of proper touring activity, like Europe, maybe Japan, and who knows, maybe even over to the States. You never know.
Yeah. So I know that this album has kept you very busy. Is there anything else on the horizon for you personally or for Thunder?
Oh, crikey. Well, to be honest with you, I'm so excited about actually doing this tour in, 2 years. But that's kind of, I'm not thinking beyond that right now.
Gotcha.
Just getting some, enjoying the summer and doing the gigs and then after that, I think we'll kind of regroup. And because I wrote so many songs up to when we started recording Dopamine, I thought I'm going to give myself a year off. And let the old batteries recharge a little bit. So maybe as the year goes on, I'll start writing again. We'll see. But right now, I'm just really sort of, I think all of us are sort of focused on enjoying doing these shows and getting back to being a live band again.
Yeah. Well, I hope it all goes well for you touring this summer. Stay safe on the road. And hopefully we will catch you again stateside sometime in the near future.
I hope so very much.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're
appreciate
very,
your time,
very
Luke.
Welcome. No problem. You take care now.
Thank you. You too.